Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum present. Representative Baker, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
I did, Madam Chair. I'll move that we approve the minutes from March 23rd.
Representative Baker moves the minutes of March 23rd. Is there any discussion or changes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. The minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day Wednesday, March 29th, 2017. Is there any discussion for the calendar of the day? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. I move to approve the 2018-2019 proposed budget, and Mr. Reinholz is here to present the budget and answer questions. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, I'm Jim Reinholz, House Controller. I'm here today because House Rules 8.01 requires that I prepare and submit to this committee a budget for the next biennium. That would be the, as the chair said, 18-19. That begins July 1st of this summer. You should have in your packet a budget that I have prepared, a three-page budget. That budget outlines total spending for fiscal year 18 and 19 for the House of $65,395,000. The proposal recommends a general fund appropriation of $64,766,000 for the 2 years. This amount is equal to the February forecasted general fund base amount for the House. The annual general fund appropriation for 18 and 19 is equal to the appropriation of the general fund that the House received in fiscal year 17. The budget also proposes approximately $500,000 be used out of the carry-forward account of the House for technology equipment renewal, specifically new computers for staff and members. In general, the funding level proposed in this budget allows the House to continue operations at the current level of staffing and what is often called effort. Specifically, I'll move to the second page, and there's some highlights. Madam Chair, if you would like me to summarize some of those, I will do that now. The session, I planned the sessions to be the what it has been in recent years, which in 2018 would be 10 weeks, 2019 of 20 weeks. So this budget is funded for that length. There are no member salary changes reflected in this budget. Per diem is budgeted at 66, the current amount. All reimbursements estimated, projected in this budget are at the levels currently approved by rules. That includes the increase in the housing to $1,800 done by rules earlier this year. The funding of the permanent staff in this budget allows for the current staffing level of approximately 231 FTEs to continue forward. Temporary staff are funded at the levels that they have been during the current biennium. Health insurance is an item that goes up every year in this budget. We are funding health insurance for members and staff at an increase recommended by Minnesota Management and Budget. That increase amounts to $1.1 million for the House. Equipment expenditures in here are at approximately the same level, equipment and IT expenditures, as the House has currently during this budget. One exception is using carry-forward funds to renew the computers. We have been on a schedule of doing that every 4 years, and those come up in fiscal year 19. The budget also assumes that legislative rent is paid directly to the department. It's in lieu of rent paid directly to the Department of Administration, as it is during the current budget. Madam Chair, that's a summary of the budget, and I'm open to any questions.
Members, do you have any questions on the budget? No questions? Okay. Seeing none, I renew my motion that the 2018-19 House budget, as presented by the Comptroller, be approved and submitted to the Committee on State Government Finance for use in constructing the budget. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Motion is approved. That is all for today. Meeting is adjourned.